3rd in Emporia. Make sure to attend the festivities in downtown Emporia that Saturday. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. Tune in for Emporia's Memorial Day celebration, live from the All Veterans Memorial, 9:30 a.m. on Memorial Day, on KVOE, 1400 a.m., 96.9 FM. With audio and video streaming on KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Live and local. Live and local. This is KVOE News.
KVOE News, time 8:14. It's right now 63 degrees with sunshine. Lots of sunshine coming today with an afternoon high of 83, getting you set for the Memorial Day weekend. Highs in the mid-80s for both Saturday, Sunday, and even on Monday. Well, Unbound's a week away, and we're pleased to have with us Unbound administrators Mason Moan and Treva Worrell with the one-week-out outlook here on the KVOE 805 newscast this morning.
Treva, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And how are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Wonderful.
Doing good. Mason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are doing all right. So we're a week out. Treva, what's the atmosphere like at Life Team headquarters here?
That's a funny question. I just feel like we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off, but it's very electric. We're excited. We're excited to have, we have like our office downtown with our ops center with us too. So we're at two different locations just running back and forth and staying busy, and we're excited. People are coming to town already. What are you guys seeing out there?
We're seeing a lot more traffic over the last 48 hours, to be honest.
We've seen a lot of bike activity happening in and around the Emporia areas. Obviously, we've got some participants kind of stretching out and getting ready to go for the big event coming up in just a little over 1 week as far as the ride itself. Let's get into the expo first, as that will kind of launch things a little bit happening next week. Mason, what can you tell us? I know the expo is large. It seems to be expanding every year.
Yeah, so we've got the All Things Gravel Expo presented by the City of Emporia kicking off Thursday from 2 to 7. We've got over 300 vendor booths this year, which is the biggest we've had before. So it's going to be awesome. Stop in, check out some of the new awesome technology that's going on in the cycling industry, as well as some awesome food vendors. We've got beer, food. It's going to be a good time on Thursday. And then Friday it'll be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's going to be a great way to kick off the weekend.
Indeed. I'm curious about the film side of things. This is a pretty cool deal for sure.
Yeah, so this year we've got a couple short films about Unbound Gravel and gravel cycling in general premiering at this weekend's event. So we'll have the From the Saddle Film Festival at the Granada Theater on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., where you can stop in, grab some popcorn, and check out these new short films that are largely based in and around Emporia. So that's pretty cool feature for the City of Emporia. And then there's another film premiering at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday called Making Our Space. It'll be in the Shimano Park in the All Things Gravel Expo. So that's right by the Navratz building.
All right. Again, Mason Moan, Treva Worrell joining us here this morning. Unbound is just about here. We're knocking on the gravel grinding door, as upwards of 4,000 plus as participants will be descending on Emporia and the Flint Hills for this epic gravel grinding event. Treva, what about group rides? Is there a number of, what do they call, shakeout opportunities?
Yes, which, I mean, I can have Mason give some more information, but we're close to up to possibly 10. I mean, I know we've got different groups coming in and having our, sponsoring different rides, but they start Thursday, and so there's pretty much one at any time if you need it in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, Thursday or Friday. I don't know if, Mason, you have more information you want to tell them on that.
Yeah, you can check out our website. Under the schedule, there's a list of all of the shakeout rides. There's too many to list right now, but if you check it out there, they've got the routes, and then you can RSVP to come to a shakeout ride. You don't have to be doing the event to do a shakeout ride. So We'd love to have you join us.
Yep. So they're free?
They're free, and do the, Mason, do the ride lengths vary as far as the shakeout stuff?
They do. They're anywhere from 10 miles up to around 25 miles. So, again, if you check out that listing on our website, it'll tell you how far each ride's going.
Cool deal. Plenty of viewing opportunities here for folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the traditional spots. You can go check out the athletes in all the checkpoint towns and water oasis locations. So you can go to Eureka, Madison, or Hamilton to watch your favorite riders or the front of the pack come ripping through. But we'd also like to encourage people to head out to the Bizarre Cattle Pens. If you head out west on I-35 and take that exit to the Bizarre Cattle Pens, that's a great location to watch the athletes come through that open range field, and you'll have a great view with an awesome sunrise in the background. So definitely encourage people to go do that in the morning on Saturday.
What about Camp Alexander?
Oh, great point. Yeah. I forgot about Camp Alexander. Yeah, that's only 5 miles from the finish, so you'll get a great look at how the race is shaken out. So head out east of town, Camp Alexander, post up, and watch those athletes come through.
Well, it's a great event. There is no doubt about that. I've already used the word epic. I don't know where we can go from there. But
that's a good point.
It seems to be getting epicer, you know, each and every year here in Emporia. We want to talk about the finish line party, that activities will start officially, I think, with the Main Street finish line party, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, going until midnight downtown. But the launch itself, Mason, we're heading south, right?
That is correct. Yeah, we will let them go. The Pro Elite Men field leaves at 5:50 in the morning. I know it's early, but it's going to be awesome. Head down there, watch them take off shortly thereafter. The women will leave at 5:52, and then everyone else leaves at 6 a.m. for a long day on the bike.
So, and that's the 200 that will leave at 6. So when does 100 go?
The 100 will leave at 7, and then the 25 and 50 mile will leave at 9.
Okay.
Good stuff. Can't forget about the XLers leaving Friday.
Yeah. Right. And on top of that, too, I mean, you got so many volunteer options, Treva. This has been kind of your baby for a number of years now.
It actually has, but this year, Tasia Markowitz has actually joined our team and has knocked it out of the ballpark. She is our volunteer coordinator this year and has done a tremendous job helping with groups and volunteers. But we still do have spots, so if you are interested in still helping out, we have some Marshall spots. Those are very important. It's kind of places that it seems kind of a lonely spot because you're kind of just out there and, you know, in a road or a crossway, but it's an important job, you know, to make sure that traffic and the riders are not, are actually able to stop and go through. So we just kind of want to have some people out there for those different crossings on highways. So we do have spots still available. You can go to our website to see what spots would interest you, but literally from Wednesday all the way to Sunday morning, you would have something that you can come and help with. We even have the cleanup that will be happening afterwards.
So when does cleanup take place, Sunday or Monday? When does that happen?
Sunday is when it will start.
Okay.
We do have some local groups that are going to help us in the different towns, but we do want to encourage anyone that's got some sleep to be able to get out there and make our road beautiful. Again, we've talked about this many a times that, yes, there are the cycling trash, but when we go out there to clean up, we're not cleaning up just cycling trash. And it's amazing how much of trash that's picked up that definitely was not on a bike. But we want to be able to make our communities beautiful again. And Mason, is there a ride, a group ride Sunday?
Yeah, there will be a group ride Sunday morning, I believe at 11 a.m. One of the Lifetime Grand Prix athletes, so a professional cyclist, will be leading a group that's going to ride the first 10 and last 10 miles of the course and grab some trash then. So that's a great way to to pick up trash and shake the legs out after a long day on the bike.
Man, you don't get enough in on Saturday. You're going to pull out on Sunday. Do it again. All right. Well, the field is large.
Larger than ever, I think.
And we have, Treban sounds, a good portion of the world is represented here.
Yes, exactly. I think our event director, Ben Sachs, has been just kind of giving us the eye the last couple weeks because we do have the larger field size than we've had, and we're not seeing a lot of deferrals. They're coming in steadily, but I hope we're still like at that 4,000 mark at the start for all distances. And that's just the riders. That's not their crew that's coming in and helping them or just cheering them on. So, I mean, if you think about an average of 1 to 2 people coming with a rider, I mean, we're going to see an influx of people, and it's really great for the community. But yeah, we have all 50 states, and now I say territories too, because I don't want to go into all the different. So all 50 states and territories are represented, and we have up to 43 different countries.
Well, you're just painting the globe here, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt about that. And, well, obviously, this is a huge event here locally. Local participation, we're seeing a lot of that, Treba?
Yeah, we're a little over 300 Emporians. I say Emporians, but I also kind of like throw in the local towns as well. But, yeah, over 300 Emporians. We have a couple shout-outs I'd like to do for some Emporians while we're talking about them. But Neil Taylor is going to be going for the XL this year. And then Hunter Williams and Warren Nelson are going to go for the 1,000-mile club. So that basically means that they've completed their fifth solo 200 finish. But many Emporians are out there toeing the line in all distances.
Outstanding. One other thing, too, here, Treva, I wanted to give you a chance to maybe talk about the team expansion here for Lifetime that's making this all go.
Yes. It's crazy. Like, we have our core group, which is now, like, the largest event office in the events, Lifetime events. Emporia, Kansas, our office is huge. And we not only have our core people, but then we have people that come in from all of the other events, like you've heard of Leadville in Colorado, and basically everyone comes in, helps out. So we have our partnership marketing coming in, we have our the rest of our marketing team, we have operations coming in. It's awesome, but that not only them, we have community partners that we really also want to thank, not only like City of Emporia, obviously the City of Eureka, Madison, Hamilton, but we also have the counties, like emergency services in Lyon County, Greenwood County. We had to talk to Chase County because we're going to, you know, kind of go in there a little bit. But also like Emporia Main Street, we can't do it without them. I mean, they're a great partner that we have. And then obviously our volunteers, and I could keep going on, but I can't express enough the community itself. I'm not wanting to bring this up, but the whole rumor of us moving, and I feel like Emporia is the reason why we're here. I mean, it's the best community, and everyone who has experienced that finish line knows why we're here. And we can't do it without Emporia coming down and just celebrating everyone. So I just want to thank everyone for the support and just having a little patience this weekend or this next weekend, because, yes, it will be busy, but it's really great for the community.
It really is. It's a huge event, and we're fortunate to have Unbound here in Emporia. Yes. There's a lot that goes into this. This is one huge undertaking, that is for sure, and the participants come back because, well, frankly, they love it. They love to go to the gravel in the Flint Hills. It's second to none. Yeah, and you guys do a great job making this all possible, and we're fortunate to have you up leading the way here, Mason and Treva. We appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll get to chat again before things really launch next week.
Yeah, awesome. I hope to see you guys at Packet Pickup.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live Friday, a week from today. We'll be up at the Lyon County History Center for a couple of hours, so looking forward to that. Well, Mason, thanks. Treva, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day and weekend.
You too. Mason Moan and Treva World joining us here on our 805 newscast to close that out here today. Don't forget that our Newsmaker 2 is coming up here in just a little bit as we look at the live and local calendar. And that'll be Pauline Stachini, Emporia Public Library Director, talking about the summer reading kickoff, which is also next week. And then don't forget as well, state track meet coverage all day from Emporia High, area high school results from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. And talk of Emporia, Clara Korn giving us a Blumhouse Youth Services update at 11:06 today.
Hey, oh, sorry, Chuck. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, wrap things up. For the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVOE. Log on to KVOE.com. I'm Chuck Samples.
What he said. 828, sunny and 64 degrees. Good morning.
The Liquor Shed in Americus will be open all Memorial Weekend for your convenience. Open today, noon to 8, Saturday, 10 to 8, Sunday, noon to 8, and Memorial Day, noon to 8. Ronnie and Cheryl Geyer look forward to seeing you.
Come see us in Americus at the Liquor Shed.
Emporia Public Schools would like to invite parents of children who will be in kindergarten or preschool for the 23-24 school year to pre-register their student online. Emporia School offers kindergarten.